Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, Adora, let's turn now to Dan Gross. He's a senior editor at Newsweek, and we're going to talk to him in a moment about the shrinking financial supermarket Citigroup. But first, Dan, we'd like to get your take on the bank bailouts. We were just talking about what happens when you actually follow the money. What does it tell us?
Well, I think it's not surprising. You have a kind of confluence of two events. A lot of these banks were either functionally bankrupt or looking at further losses down the road. So what did they do when they got money? They stowed it away for a rainy day, or they used it to patch holes. It's like if you had a house that was in really bad disrepair and you were able to get some mortgage financing, you wouldn't go out and buy a new house. You might use some of it to patch up the roof, and you might hold the rest in reserve because you think the furnace is going to, you know, give out on you this summer or this winter, excuse me. And that's basically what's happened. The second thing is the demand question is a real one. You know, what got us into trouble was reckless lending. Anybody who wanted a loan got one. You know, banks let their standards down. Now, of course, they go 180 degrees in the other direction. Everybody gets a loan. Now nobody gets a loan. And with people feeling fearful and not having jobs, and with, you know, the economy shrinking, you don't have businesses sort of banging down the door saying, hey, give me $10 million so I can start a new plan.
Hey,
so there's a kind of cyclicality here.
Speaking of shrinking, let's look at the rapidly thinning Citigroup. It was a financial supermarket, and now they're selling bits and pieces off. Talk about the Morgan Stanley deal. What's going on here, and what does it mean?
But look, you know, Citigroup's ad slogan used to be, the city never sleeps. I think it now should be city sleeps with the fishes.
Dan, you took time to think that up.
Oh, I've been thinking of that.
What's going on?
Citigroup was, they called themselves either a universal bank or a financial supermarket, which was this notion that one institution would do everything possible in financial services. They would sell insurance, they would sell stocks, they would have a retail bank, they'd have a commercial bank, investment bank, they would run hedge funds, they would do all these things. That is now being dismantled. So it's as if you were taking your sort of Whole Foods and carving up the cheese section into a cheese shop and you know, all the other ones into boutique operations. They are having to slim down because lashing all these businesses together, not only did it not produce any synergies, it just meant that when the markets went down, you had eight or nine businesses in the same poor area rather than one. They didn't get any diversification by being in different lines of lending and different lines of financial activity. So the first thing they're doing is essentially selling off their brokerage unit, that's Smith Barney, you know, all the stockbrokers, people who handle individual investors, and combining that with Morgan Stanley's operations. That's to raise some money, to slim down, and it's a prelude of more things to come.
Hey, we should remind everyone, there was a massive bailout for Citigroup back in November. So what does this, all this thinning down, the selling off, the thinning down mean for the bailout money? What does that mean for taxpayers as far as Citigroup is concerned?
Well, you know, Smith Barney is not a lending business, so there was never an assumption that some of the bailout money would be,
right,
you know, put to work through them. It is, however, you know, a relatively profitable business even in bad times. People still need their money managed. They still make trades. They are going to rack up a big gain. They're going to get some cash from this, which will help patch up their balance sheet and may help forestall further requests. The problem with Citigroup is that even if they realized $3 or $4 billion from this, you know, in the scheme of their balance sheet, they had, I think, well over $1 trillion in loans and liabilities out there. It doesn't make all that much of a difference. But so this is part of a move to bring in more capital, to slim down, to try to get them on a more stable financial footing.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us.
Anytime.
Okay, it's Dan Gross. He's a senior editor for Newsweek. We also want to remind you that if you have some infrastructure ideas for your neighborhood, we want to hear from you at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE Or go ahead, write us your ideas. What's shovel ready in your neighborhood? Write to us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Fascinating what Dan had to say. It's going to take a long time, I think, for us to fundamentally understand exactly where all that tax payer money went.
When
who
you
spent
give
it,
money
how
away,
they spent it.
Don't you try to follow up what's going to go on?
It's really disturbing, actually.
We want to hear from you.